This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. We learned last week that a Colorado company, Enviro Textiles, has been given federal approval to sell and promote hemp products. The only thing standing in the way is a lack of cooperation from local bankers who don't want to loan the company money over concerns it could violate drug laws, since hemp, like its cousin marijuana, is illegal to grow. The state of Kentucky wants to bring back hemp as an alternative crop for struggling tobacco producers. Jacob McClelland has this report from Harvest Public Media.
Brian Furnish walks through an old black tobacco barn near Cynthiana, Kentucky. These creaky old barns with loose boards and high ceilings dot most small farms here in central Kentucky. The barn is empty now, except for the musky aroma of tobacco. Furnish and his brothers are eighth-generation tobacco farmers. Now, they're looking to diversify by adding a new crop, industrial hemp.
You know, I'm not some crazy person who's been brainwashed. I mean, I look at the realities of it, and I've looked at the potential of it. It's not a tobacco replacement, but it could be better than corn and soybeans for us.
Brian Furnish says he's lucky to get 100 bushels of corn per acre. And those acres are few and far between here, where much of the farmland is hilly and marginal.
I think hemp could be better than corn and soybeans here, and I know it would be a lot better than all these fields of fescue that we don't do anything with other than put up two rows of hay a year.
Hemp is native to Kentucky and flourished here through World War II. But along with marijuana, it was classified as a controlled substance. Production ceased by 1958. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner James Comer is leading the charge to pass legislation that establishes a regulatory framework for cultivating hemp. If passed, it will require criminal background checks for hemp growers, a minimum 10-acre plot, and GPS coordinates of hemp fields. Comer says central and eastern Kentucky have never been able to replace tobacco, and hemp provides an alternative.
20 years ago, even 10 years ago, every farm in Kentucky had a tobacco base. The government regulated tobacco. The government gave you a quota as to how much tobacco you could grow. So every little farm everywhere had tobacco patches.
Now tobacco has been deregulated and farmers can grow as much as they like. Big farmers have pushed the small farms out, and most of those big farms are concentrated in western Kentucky's fertile farmland. Small part-time farmers in central and eastern Kentucky were left behind.
They've never been able to replace the income that came from tobacco. I think industrial hemp is something that you can grow in smaller quantities. You don't have to grow 1,000 acres to make a profit like you do with corn or soybeans.
Marijuana and hemp are different varieties of the same species. The main distinction is marijuana's high level of THC, the compound that produces the drug's high. The similar appearance has drawn criticism from law enforcement. On a Kentucky educational television panel, State Police Commissioner Rodney Brewer argued law enforcement cannot easily distinguish between hemp and marijuana, especially during aerial surveillance.
The big issue that we have is what is to prevent an unscrupulous farmer, maybe with or without his knowledge, from someone going in and planting 10, 15, 20 marijuana plants in the center of this 1-acre, 10-acre tract.
Comer says marijuana growers want to keep their plants away from hemp because cross-pollination reduces THC levels. If Kentucky passes its hemp bill, farmers still need an exemption from the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency, and that agency doesn't hand out exemptions willy-nilly. While 8 other states have passed laws to legalize hemp, the DEA has only given an exemption once, for research in Hawaii back in the 90s. So why bother passing a law if farmers can't grow the crop? Comer believes a tried-and-tested regulatory framework will help Kentucky avoid the conundrum states with medical marijuana laws face, where they can't attract industry for fear the federal government may shut things down.
There is a lot of economic demand for this, and I believe that in a few years it'll be legal to grow all over the United States. But hopefully by then Kentucky's locked up the market and we have all the industrial manufacturing jobs here and our farmers are have a new option of a good crop to grow in Kentucky.
Comer has some powerful political allies, including Kentucky's Republican Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, who co-sponsored a bill in the U.S. Senate to exclude hemp from the Controlled Substances Act. Other supporters include Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey and John Yarmuth, who filed similar legislation in the U.S. House. Three companies already want to offer farmers hemp contracts. At the state level, the bill sailed to the Senate. But in the House, the Agriculture Committee chairman blocked a vote on the bill in late February in a contentious showdown that riled hemp supporters. Kentucky's governor opposes the legislation for fears it will complicate marijuana eradication efforts. And Kentucky farmers may not find the pot of green gold they're hoping for. The potential market for hemp is relatively unknown, and the rest of the industrial world already produces it, led by China and Canada. So Kentucky farmers would have a lot of catching up to do just to get a piece of a relatively small pie. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jacob McClelland.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. For more stories, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.